Hey, everyone. You're listening to Knowing Faith, a podcast to train the church. This is Kyle Worley, and I'm joined by Amy K. Gannett. How are you, Amy?
I'm good, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, I am just thrilled to tears to have you here and to talk about it. You might be listening to this on the Knowing Faith feed. Maybe it came across your feed on Family Discipleship or Starting Place or Confronting Christianity. But I hope that you've heard at this point that we are launching in coordination with Amy and Tiny Theologians, which I'm going to talk about here in just a minute. We are launching the Tiny Theologians podcast on the Train of the Church podcast network this fall, and I could not be more thrilled. Amy, I approached you initially as a fan and as a beneficiary of Tiny Theologians resources, and I got to tell our listeners, if you're not familiar with what they have been cooking up over there and what Amy and her team have been working on, you got to go check it out. Amy, my daughter and I just finished the Tiny Systematics workbook on Friday, and it was awesome. So Amy, tell us a little bit about Tiny Theologians and about yourself. What is a Tiny Theologian?
I saw on Instagram that you and your daughter finished Tiny Systematics, and I did this like internal little happy dance because that is like the real stuff. What we as a team at Tiny Theologians love to see, because it means that families are really getting into the word together. That's the goal of it. So, well, you asked what a Tiny Theologian is. Well, your daughter is a Tiny Theologian, but as we know, theology is what we know and believe about God. And as Christians, we say that what we know and believe about God comes from his word. So a theologian is really anyone who wants to seek to know God through his word. And the good news for us is that God's made himself knowable through scripture. Sure. As adults, it's easy for us to think that, yeah, he's made himself knowable to me because I'm an adult and because my reading level is, you know, whatever it is, and my comprehension is at the level that it's at. But God actually invites us as little people, invites children to come and know him through his word and to grow in knowing and in loving him. And so a tiny theologian is anyone who wants to grow in knowing and loving God through his word. And so it is the biggest joy and privilege of my life to create resources that help parents and caregivers and teachers teach their children, the children in their care, about the God of scripture. So we do this in lots of key areas. We do it. We train children in theology, in discipleship, in biblical literacy, and in church history. So we want kids to read scripture and know what they're reading, read the Bible, understand what they're reading, know who God is, and be able to articulate some of those key doctrines of the Christian faith, and then know where they come from, know those who have gone before them in church history, because it really does lay this amazing foundation for the life of faith. And the earlier we can start that, in my opinion, the better.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Listen, when we think about like expanding the Train the Church podcast network, it did not take us long for JT and I remember we were having a phone call and we were talking about a podcast aimed at kids. And that's what this Tiny Theologians podcast is. It's a podcast aimed at kiddos as its primary and fundamental audience. And we were maybe 3 minutes into that phone call and JT said, "Hey, are you familiar with Amy Gannett and Tiny Theologians?" And I said, "Yeah, actually, I've just been using the cards with my daughter. And we got the Tiny Systematics for our homeschool work this year." And he was like, "We got to go talk with her." Because when we think about the voices we want on this network, we're looking for three things. One, we're looking for people who have a deep commitment to the gospel and discipleship. Second, we're looking for people who are committed and rooted in a local church. Like they believe the local church is the primary place for where discipleship is happening. And third, we're looking for people who have an eye towards discipling kind of the broader community of faith. And wow, when we started kind of peeling the layers of the onion on Tiny Theologians, we're just like, oh man, there's nobody better to work with that overlaps with those goals. And so when JT and I reached out, we reached out honestly as beneficiaries and fans. And I'm truly excited about what we're doing with this Tiny Theologians podcast. Amy, how did we get here? Because you guys have been building and working and laboring for a long time. Prior to any conversations on the podcast, you guys were introducing workbooks and written materials. You yourself are an author twice over now, at least, I think. Once over, okay. And you've got, you were producing cards. You guys were doing social media, digital resourcing. I mean, all sorts of stuff. How did this kind of dovetail from your perspective?
Well, we had in our hearts, my husband and I had in our hearts to do a kids podcast at some point. You know, sort of during the podcast boom, we sort of went, oh, there's not a lot for kids. And, you know, we sort of tucked it away. And then, you know, 2020 happened and we thought, is now the time? No, now is not the time. And then, you know, we sort of had this on the back burner, this idea of a podcast that kids could listen to that would be short enough to capture their attention span, engaging enough to capture their imagination, theologically rich enough to capture their hearts for God. And the Lord just had us on pause. Mm-hmm. And that's what it was. And then JT called and I sort of told him that, you know, he sort of pitched the idea. I said, sorry, the Lord has just put this on pause. And then I got off the phone and my husband was like, well, was that the Lord changing that? Do you think that maybe the Lord was saying something shifting? And I was like, that's really interesting. I'll have to call JT back. So I called JT back and asked him a bunch more questions, but it was just the Lord's way of saying, now's the time. And this is the network. And these are the people we want to work with. Austin and I, our heart is the local church. I mean, we're church planters. We spend our 9 to 5 every day and sometimes our, you know, 24 hours a day.
Yeah, preach. I get it.
People. Yeah. Like, these are our folks. And so I didn't want to create anything separate. I didn't want another track that was pulling my attention away from the local church. I really did want to make the podcast that I want my 3-year-old daughter to listen to, that I want the kids in the 3 to 5 class that I taught yesterday morning at church. I want it to be the podcast that I want them to listen to. And so when JT pitched this and you know, vicariously through him pitched this idea of a podcast for kids that would serve families and serve the church, I said, sign me up. We have been doing a lot of discipleship resources and our catalog is growing each year. Because as my kids grow, I'm going, oh, I want to make something, you know, that meets this need that we have. If I can't find it in the World Wide Web, if I can't find it on Google, I want to make that resource. And so the idea came up, what if we created a kids podcast that would engage their minds and their hearts as we seek to disciple them? I really do believe that discipleship is one long lifelong conversation we have with our kids. So there's not going to be one tool that there's no one set of cards, one workbook that you hand your kids and go, well, thank God I've discipled them. Mm-hmm. Check that box. That's I'm right. done. So we want discipleship in our homes and in our lives to be this ongoing unfolding conversation. And so if that's the case, as we talk with our kids, then we want to use lots of different mediums to reach them. And we had created a lot of print resources. We've created a lot of online resources for parents in our blog, but we wanted to create something that would be totally different, that would capture their imaginations through a podcast that they could listen to. So we kind of said, now's the time. The Lord says now's the time. And we just honestly cannot wait.
Well, I'm excited too. I mean, just honestly, as a father and as a pastor, when we set off on this trail, I feel like as we talked, it was just like, wow, there is an opportunity and there is space for a podcast that is theologically rich, biblically engaged, and fun for kids. And you had that eye and ear immediately. And so it's been so cool to see it materialize. And I'm excited as like somebody who is going to use the podcast. I mean, beyond anything that has to do with like our network or podcasts or digital resourcing, as a practitioner of family discipleship, I'm just thrilled. And as a pastor to those that we're inviting into that journey alongside us, I'm excited as well that this is a podcast where we can say, hey, do you want your kids to go on a journey that is going to be rich theologically and like engaging for them? Here's an incredible resource. So how have you thought about, like, is this just the podcast like Knowing Faith is, where you and a couple of other pastor parent types get on and go, who is God? And then, you know, you do 10 minutes on the Trinity. And is that what it's going to be like? Is it going to be question and answer format? Is it going to be interview with kids? What is the format of the show? What can listeners expect when they tune in this fall?
So I've been saying to my friends, my in-person friendships, if you can imagine like Mr. Rogers meets Adventures in Odyssey meets a systematic theology workbook.
There we go.
Like, we want to go at the pace of Mr. Rogers in a way that preschoolers can comprehend, because listening is a skill set that they're developing. Listening, comprehension, and imagination is a skill set that they're developing at the, you know, we're saying it's for preschool to early elementary school. So at those younger ages, they're still learning how to listen and imagine what they're hearing. So at the pace of Mr. Rogers, sort of at the risk factor of Mr. Rogers. So we're a big Mr. Rogers fans mm-hmm. in our family. Our daughter knows like two shows, and Mr. Rogers is one of them, because we like the pace that he goes at. And we also like that we can put on an episode with a lot of confidence. There's not going to be a lot of things that are represented in the show that we're going to disagree with.
Yep.
We have a lot of confidence, a lot of trust in the show. And I want this to be a show that parents can put on for their kids and go, I'm not like listening in for like trigger words. Are these people introducing topics to my kids that I don't want to introduce to my young child? Are we talking about things in a way that is not biblically sound? I want parents to have confidence, because our brand, the Tiny Theologians brand, we have worked so hard to build the trust of those who use our resources. And we hear from families all the time that they buy with confidence because they know that it's going to be in line with what God's word said. So we want to go at the pace of Mr. Rogers with that kind of trust. It's kind of Adventures in Odyssey style, in that it's a narrative. It's a audio adventure for kids. It's going to follow a brother and sister duo, TJ and Tori, as they go on an adventure. Every day when Tori comes home from school to her brother TJ, they're going to be faced with a question that they want to find the answer to, and they're going to go on an adventure to answer that question. And surprise, surprise, the answer to most of their questions is found in God. It's found in God's word, and it's going to follow the alphabet. The ABCs of God's attributes are our, by far, hands down, time and time again, best-selling discipleship product on our website. So the ABCs of God's attributes go through the attributes of God, asking the question, who is God? And then we address an attribute for each letter. And each podcast episode is going to follow one of those letters, teaching things like the letter sounds. What does the letter A sound like? But also, did you know God is all-knowing? Mm-hmm. Letter B is going to follow. It's going to teach kids, what does the letter B sound like? But also, did you know God is beautiful? C, God is creative. D, God is divine. So each day, each episode, Tori will come home from school and have a question. Is there anyone who knows everything? And they're going to go on an adventure to find out the answer. My favorite element of the podcast is that we have a worship pastor who is near and dear to my heart, who is a good friend, but also is incredibly gifted in writing jingles and songs. He has created a jingle for every attribute, for every episode of the podcast. So kids are going to walk away with a memorable song that tells them about who God is. Is there anyone who knows everything? God is all knowing. They're going to have it stuck in their heads. And Kyle, I venture a guess that you've had some songs stuck in your head throughout your time parenting.
No doubt about that.
I would really rather not have stuck in my head. So we decided we're going to write some songs that parents, you know, maybe the tune will eventually, I can't sing it one more time, but at least they're getting good doctrine. As you get it stuck in your head, it's going to be theologically sound and theologically rich.
I love it. I love it. Listen, I'm excited about it. I will say, I know you've got some great voice actors that you're working with. If you ever need somebody with a lot less formal expertise in voice acting, but a lot of passion, I could come in. I could be a professional wrestler that the kids meet. If you're looking for, let me see, what I could talk about professional wrestling. That's basically it.
That's it. You've got a really broad portfolio here.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to do the voice right now. If you ever need a wrestler, call me. Thank you so much, Amy. That means so much. Okay. So let's just kind of land the plane here. Where and when can people find out about the podcast? So they're going, all right, I believe in Tiny Theologians. I believe in Knowing Faith. I trust you guys. I'm ready to dive in. Where and when can I start listening to this podcast? And where and when can my kiddos start listening to this podcast?
Yeah, we're launching it this fall. But for exact dates, go to tinytheologianspodcast.com and you can join our email list, and we will send you all the details. Plus, we're sending email subscribers behind the scenes sneak peeks, like little videos of our sweet kids that are recording these videos. You know, I have actual, there are actual children recording the voices for these characters, TJ and Tori. So we're going to send you some behind the scenes, some of how we're writing the scripts. We're going to kind of give you a sneak peek behind the podcast until the podcast launches this fall. So sign up at tinytheologianspodcast.com.
I love that. I love that. Well, listen, you know, I want to just tell our listeners, if you're a Knowing Faith listener or you're finding this on Family Discipleship Channel or Starting Place or Confronting Christianity, it's been so cool to build out these podcast networks, and we're largely these podcasts, and that's largely predicated on your support. We get questions all the time about how can we support the development of these kinds of resources. Let me just give you a few things, speaking for us and speaking for Tiny Theologians as well. You can find us on Instagram, Tiny Theologians, Knowing Faith. Go find us there. I know that it seems like a small thing in the world of support to follow and reshare stuff, but that's just the craziness of the internet and the algorithm. When you do that, other people find out about it. I know it seems so weird, but if you want to just provide tangible support in like a really low stakes way, you can leave reviews on Apple Podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram. You can reshare when we're posting news or new episode drops. That's a way that you can support. But if you're thinking, I want to do more, well, then if you want to do more to help Tiny Theologians as they launch this podcast, go check out the incredible resources at tinytheologians.com. I'm recommending them to you, not because they're on our podcast network, but because I use them, and not just like one of them. I use a lot of them, and I really believe in them. You've heard me talk about it on Knowing Faith before. If you follow me on social media, you see that we're using them. I get no kickbacks. I have no dealings with Tiny Theologians. I am just a supporter and an advocate. But if you want to support this podcast success, go check out the great resources they have over there. And then for any Train the Church podcast, as we continue to develop podcasts for this network, you can be a part of that. You can be a part of our team that helps fund the development of these by going to trainthechurch.com/support. trainthechurch.com/support. That'll give you an opportunity to kind of peer in behind the scenes, look behind the veil, and help support us as we develop other resources like this for our local churches and for the church nationally and in the global West. And so we're thankful for that. We're thankful for your support. Be on the lookout for more summer surprise episodes dropping right here on this channel, and keep your eyes and ears peeled for the launch of Tiny Theologians podcast this fall. Amy, thank you for jumping on with me.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right. We hope you guys enjoyed the discussion. Grace and peace.